AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Seagate's 36.4 million share week shows attention, while activity pressure fades near zero. Seagate finished the week slightly higher on the heaviest turnover in the supplied 26-week volume window, but the latest ShareMaestro activity pressure reading has cooled sharply. Research brief. Seagate Technology closed at $856.1 for the week ended 31 July, up 0.5%, with volume at 36.4 million shares, equal to 1.6 times its 13-week average and 1.8 times its 52-week average. The weekly trend backdrop remains active after a 61-week streak, and price sits 38.0% above the trend line. The evidence is not one way. Momentum remains constructive over 4, 12, 26, and 52 weeks. But activity pressure has fallen to 0.02. Relative strength has cooled from recent peaks, and the stock is still 25.2% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. STX closed at $856.1, up 0.5% on the week, with 4-week and 12-week gains of 4.4% and 9.5%. 2. Volume rose to 36.4 million shares, 1.6 times the 13-week average of 22.4 million, and 1.8 times the 52-week average of 20.5 million. 3. The trend backdrop is active, with price 38.0% above the $620.4 weekly trend line, and active breadth at 52 of 52 weeks. 4. Sector context is mixed. U.S. technology averaged a 2.0% weekly gain, while U.S. computer hardware fell 2.8%. STX lagged the sector, but beat its industry group. 5. Risk remains visible through a 25.2% gap from the 52-week high, a 301.9% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, and recent volatility of 9.3%. Weekly move had volume, not urgency. Seagate's latest weekly close of $856.1 left the stock up only 0.5%. But participation was the more distinctive part of the move. Turnover reached 36.4 million shares, the highest reading in the supplied 26-week confirmation series, versus a 13-week average of 22.4 million and a 52-week average of 20.5 million. That gives the week a participation ratio of 1.6 times against the shorter baseline, which confirms that the stock is still drawing attention, even as price action has become less forceful. The broader momentum profile remains positive. STX is up 4.4% over 4 weeks, 9.5% over 12 weeks, 110.4% over 26 weeks, and 457.1% over 52 weeks. The latest week, however, was a pause, rather than a fresh acceleration, especially after a volatile run that included a 15.9% decline in the week of 26 June, an 11.0% rebound on 10 July, a 13.5% drop on 17 July, and an 8.1% gain on 24 July. Trend signal remains active, but market dynamics has cooled. The weekly trend signal remains constructive. Seagate has an active 61-week trend streak, and the latest close stands 38.0% above the $620.4 trend line. Price also sits in the upper part of its yearly range at 71.2%, well above the 52-week low of $143.7, but still below the $1,144 high. The caution sits in market dynamics. Activity pressure is still marginally positive at 0.02, but the 4-week change is shown as a 98.4% decline, leaving no fresh buy condition in the signal set. Relative leadership remains positive at 78.66, although it is down 7.1% over 4 weeks and below the stronger June and early July readings shown in the recent rows. In ShareMaestro terms, the regime is still active, but the internal push behind the move has thinned. Hardware backdrop is weaker than Seagate's own tape. Sector and industry context helps explain why the week looks mixed, rather than simply strong. U.S. technology averaged a 2.0% weekly gain, with 56.0% trend breadth, 46.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 54.0% positive relative strength breadth. Seagate's 0.5% weekly return lacked that sector average, and its U.S. technology peer percentile of 44.8%. shows it was not among the stronger short-term performers in the wider group. Against U.S. computer hardware, the stock screened better, The industry averaged a 2.8% weekly decline, an 8.6% four-week loss, and a 2.2% 12-week loss, while its breadth readings were weaker at 48.6% for trend, 42.9% for market dynamics, and 37.1% for relative strength. STX's positive four-week and 12-week returns therefore stand apart from a soft hardware group, even though peers such as HPQ, CRSR, and ANET showed stronger industry relative follow-through over some periods. Fair value distance and high water gap define the risk frame. The stock's recovery evidence is substantial, but so is the distance from valuation and prior high reference points. Seagate trades 301.9% above ShareMaestro fair value of $213.0, which points to a large premium demand condition rather than a low expectation setup. At the same time, the stock remains 25.2% below its 52-week high, leaving unfinished recovery work despite the strong one-year return. Risk readings are elevated, but not disorderly. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 9.3%, slightly above the 52-week base volatility of 8.8%. Over the 52-week window, there have been 37 positive weeks and 15 negative weeks, with average gains of 8.1% and average losses of 7.1%. The next useful evidence will be whether volume stays above 1.5x while activity pressure improves from near zero, or whether the latest heavy volume week marks a tension without renewed directional conviction. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice.